The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. The measure which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
When I was growing up, every single Sunday, we had dinner at my dad's parents' house. And I have a lot of cousins. I have 21 first cousins. And when you were sitting in the dining room, we knew that if you got up and left the room, our family would instantly start talking about you. Because that's what we do, don't we? We often spend a lot of time talking about people, especially when people have made mistakes. Instead of being there for them and building them up, oftentimes we tear them down with our words. So our gospel is a reminder to us today that if we expect to be forgiven for the stuff that we have done, that we in return need to forgive those in our own lives. So we can begin this day striving to be better by watching our words and building each other up, or we can continue in our old ways, which is to talk about people and to tear people down. Jesus teaches us a far better way. He's telling us when people hurt us, instead of talking about them, pray for them. Ask for forgiveness. So during Lent, who is Jesus asking you to treat better? Who maybe have you spoken too much about? Let's think about that right now. Who in your life is Jesus asking you to forgive? And how can you treat that person better, even if they've hurt you? So who do you need to forgive during the season of Lent? And let's pray for those people right now in the silence of our hearts.